It's time for news from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. A Sauk County shooting leads to the death of the victim. Captain Matt Birch of the Sauk County Sheriff's Office reports the Sauk County Dispatch Center received reports Friday afternoon of a shooting incident at Pewitt's Nest Nature Preserve on County Road W in the township of Baraboo. Multiple callers reported seeing a male pulling a female from a vehicle before shooting her multiple times and then fleeing from the scene in a vehicle on County Road W towards the city of Baraboo. Deputies arrived on scene and located the female deceased with multiple close-range gunshot wounds. They found her in the parking lot of the Nature Preserve. During the initial investigation, a general vehicle and suspect description was obtained and aired to responding units. An hour later, it was reported that a male subject had driven into the parking lot of the Sauk Prairie Police Department in a Kia Carnival minivan. He exited the van and fired several gunshots into the front door and vestibule of the police department. The building was struck several times, but no staff were injured in the shooting. Shortly after that, Sauk Prairie police officers located the vehicle leaving the police department and conducted a traffic stop, and the operator was taken into custody without incident. Through investigation and evidence gathered on scene and in the vehicle, it was determined this was the same subject and suspected vehicle from the earlier shooting incident at Pewitt's Nest. The male was taken to the Sauk County Jail, where he remains in custody. The suspect's name is being withheld at this time, as the investigation is active and ongoing, but there is no threat to the community. The name of the victim is being withheld pending notification of family. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted in the investigation by the Baraboo Police Department, Sauk Prairie Police Department, Wisconsin State Patrol, and the Wisconsin DNR. A search warrant leads to arrest for theft and drug charges. On Wednesday, the Grant County Sheriff's Office conducted a series of search warrants at 230 Gridley Avenue located in the city of Platteville. The search originated from an ongoing investigation involving a stolen vehicle. While conducting the search at the residence, law enforcement discovered a marijuana grow, a large amount of marijuana, methamphetamine, large amounts of drug paraphernalia, firearms, and ammunition. The homeowner, Dennis Medley, 67, of Platteville, and his roommate, Jeremy Kastner, 50, of Platteville, were both taken into custody. During the investigation and search at the residence, deputies were able to locate a stolen vehicle. With the assistance of the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, the vehicle was recovered in the town of Mineral Point. Dennis Medley was arrested for maintaining a drug house, manufacturing marijuana, possession with intent to deliver marijuana, possession of methamphetamine, felon in possession of a firearm, receiving or concealing stolen property $10,000 or more, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Jeremy Kastner was arrested for receiving or concealing stolen property $10,000 value, possession of drug paraphernalia, and three counts of bail jumping, as Kastner is out on bail for an open 2025 case. Both individuals were transported to the Grant County Jail. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force, the Platteville Police Department, and the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. A one-vehicle crash involving a garbage truck leads to injury. Late Monday morning, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call about a one-vehicle crash involving a garbage truck on Highway 133 near Riverview Lane, west of Boscobel, in the township of Marion. A Grant County deputy in the Boscobel Police and Fire and EMS units out of Boscobel responded to that scene. When the deputy arrived, he learned that Harvey Canseku, 49, of Rural Prairie du Chien, was driving a garbage truck owned by Republic Services. Canseku was traveling west on Highway 133, west of River Lane Road, when the truck left the roadway on the right, entering the ditch. The truck continued to travel through the ditch where it struck a driveway embankment. The truck continued for approximately 80 feet before it came to rest in a field to the west of the driveway. Canseku was transported to Boscobel by Boscobel EMS to a local hospital for treatment of his injuries. The sheriff's office was assisted at the scene by the Boscobel Police Department, Boscobel EMS, and the Boscobel Fire Department. The crash remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. The Race for Grace will take place today at the Richland Center High School track.
The 2026 edition of Race for Grace is happening this morning. In fact, it will step off in just a little bit. We have firefighters, we have EMTs, we have police, and all kinds of personnel here set to do the dramatic race around the track in gear. That's going on. The kids' race will get underway just after 8. Shea Schmidt is singing the national anthem. We'll be doing that shortly here today at Richland Center High School. Keep that in mind. We've moved from Crosco Park this year to the Richland Center High School complex along the track and around the football and soccer fields. And the Race for Grace, the trail race going up through the woods behind Simon's Recreation Complex today. What a beautiful day for the race. And I know Grace wants to appreciate and thank all of its sponsors that they couldn't do it without them. And they are here and set up with the timing device that has been used by Simon's Recreation. We've used it on National Night Out. It's here as well to give the runners and racers the official time that they can look up later on the website. But go to the Walk with Grace website and check out all the sponsors, because they have a good number of them that help support each and every year, and especially this Race for Grace. And still time to come out and support the runners. They'll be out here ending and finishing on the same spot at the track here at Richland Center, so you can sit in the bleachers and cheer them on, bring a cowbell or whatever, and inspire them for a great finish today. And everybody is getting out and moving and grooving for the cause. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. For WRCO News from Richland Center High School, I am Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. The Hub City Dirt Drags 2026 Spring Opener continues today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. From 10 until 4 will be the Show and Shine and Girls Only Zone. The Show and Shine is where creativity, craftsmanship, and pure pride roll in on four wheels. The Girls Only Zone highlights and celebrates the women of the diesel and motorsports world with a dedicated showcase. The ATV, UTV, and dirt bike races get underway at 11. From noon to 5, Burnout Boulevard and Fan Dino will be held. Starting at 3 p.m., vehicle drag races will be held. Cost of admission is $20. Kids 12 and under will be admitted for free. You can find out more information and a list of events at HubCityDirtDrags.com and on the Hub City Dirt Drags 2026 Spring Opener Facebook events page. And don't forget, the Reedstown Public Library invites the community to a special program, A Rare Pearl, honoring the legacy of Pearl Swigum. That gets underway today at 1:30 at the Advancement Building located in Tourist Park in Reedstown.